So, did you brave the traffic and airline cancellations to squeeze in one more summer vacation this weekend? Are you in traffic right now? Katie Sewell of the Bittersweet Life podcast produced this essay about the one thing most of us take when we go away.
I used to have a suitcase, but it recently kicked the bucket. The zipper broke. I was planning on getting it repaired, but my partner Derek had me look at the luggage objectively. Like, really look at it. See what rough shape it's in. Is that something that's worth repairing? It wasn't easy for me to view it objectively. I had owned this suitcase since middle school. My parents bought it for me for Christmas. I can still picture it under the tree. My very first suitcase. And the freedom of that. They bought me a green bag, rather than a black one, so it would stand out from everyone else's luggage. Such an unusual color of green. I have never seen another like it. So when I was standing there, trying to look at that broken bag objectively, I saw all of that. The Christmas morning. My parents picking it out. My first piece of luggage. But I also saw the 7 or 8 times that I traveled to Vietnam with my father for his work. In fact, there were traces of the baggage inspected stickers still stuck to the bag, different colors for different years. And the handle was covered with different color ribbons. We often traveled to Vietnam in big groups of people, and this was a little tip, that if you put the same colored ribbons on all of the bags, you can collect suitcases from baggage claim even if half your party is in the bathroom. Those trips were such an experience for me that I just left all the ribbons on the bag. So when I looked at that bag, I could see all of that. I could also see my first trip to Europe, all the visits I made to my grandparents. I could see road trips and plane trips, train trips, bus trips. It was no surprise that the zipper broke. It had been threatening to for years. And when it finally did go off track, I kept the bag. I was hoping to fix it. But then, the mold. A white, powdery mold from a damp basement. It covered the entire suitcase, inside and out. So I took it outside with a sponge. And that's when Derek intervened, saying, "It's time for something new. You should look at this objectively." So I did. I looked at it. I looked at it standing up with its lid flopped open, full of mold, full of rips and punctures, same strange green color. I could see what he was saying. This luggage had been everywhere, and it looked like it had been everywhere. It was time. Time to let go of my travel companion. Even still, it took a lot for me to leave that piece of luggage out by the trash. I opened all of its pockets. I noticed all of the stickers, all of the notches, all the scratches, all the fades. But I did leave it there, and the next morning it was gone. I still haven't purchased another. It is still the only suitcase that has ever truly been mine. And the funny thing about such a precious and practical object, I don't even have a picture of it. Because when you're out exploring the world, the last thing you consider documenting is the object that helped make it possible. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Sewell.